Pizza?
Hey, you order a pizza?
No, actually, I ordered entertainment.
Well, you're shit out of luck, man, because all I got is pepperoni.
Jeez, wow. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Douchebag.
Well, I guess I could just listen to your radio, because it happens to be about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Why? What's the big deal about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening?
Well, haven't you heard of Cock Talk?
No.
Well, it starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cock Talk. Tonight, we're going to be talking about breast cancer and how it's gone viral. Uh-oh.
And we're going to talk about the lame, stupid shit you're going to do on October break.
And tonight with me, I got my special guest host, Lizzie Double D Durrell and her Double Ds. Now, everybody, stay tuned now. For your hosts of Cock Talk, Maxime Simonet and Lizzie Durrell.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind the blue eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk, currently broadcasting only out of the left side of your speakers. How are you doing, Lizzie D?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Max?
I'm doing good. A little sad that Andy Locke has to work, but, you know, the man over at Whole Foods keeps him late every Friday night to close. God damn it, this fucking... I'm sorry for all of you out there, and I recommend you take out your right headphone because it's making a weird buzzing noise. Something is not connected correctly. And that is going to have to be arranged over the weekend, so unfortunate is that.
It's pretty awkward.
But we're still recording the show, and I do not know if it's going to be recording to both sides. There might be a problem with the board in general. It is a cord error. It is not my error. Lizzie Durrell is here with us tonight. Lizzie, can you talk to us about yourself? Introduce yourself.
I'm Lizzie Durrell. I'm a second
year. Okay, isn't that great?
That's it. I knew you'd do that.
She's a man of many talents.
So many.
So many that she is actually a woman.
Huge talents.
Can you tell us about that talent?
It's a talent where you don't have a penis.
Damn.
And I don't know, you're born with it.
You're born?
Maybe
so it's like homosexuality.
Yeah, kind of. Or Maybelline.
Maybelline.
I haven't figured it out yet.
What is Maybelline?
What is Maybelline?
Is that a little biscuit that people eat in France?
No, you wish.
I do wish. Because I would, and something called a Maybelline would taste really good right now.
I don't think you'd want to eat a Maybelline.
I wouldn't.
Not even a little.
Tell me why.
Because it's makeup. And you might die.
Oh, it's makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you seriously not know what
it took me a while, so it's whale hooves, right?
Yes.
Whale hooves and the intestines of pigs.
Mm-hmm. And bat sperm. And
bat sperm?
Yeah.
I haven't had that one.
Yeah.
What color is it?
Probably sperm colored. What color is sperm?
Do you not know?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first person on the show to not know what the color of sperm is. We've had a poll, actually, going all week. This is Cock Talk, and we had a Cock Talk poll to see whether or not Lizzie D, the special guest host, would know what the color sperm is. 73% of you said yes. It looks like you're wrong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that lame?
Thanks for having faith in me, though.
Hey, we never do. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Cock Talk is a very responsible radio station, economically and environmentally responsible, and as you know, we've switched all our paper bags to plastic bags. And now, actually, we don't drive anywhere, so we've been very good to the environment. And as a continuing dedication to the environment, we recently burnt down 2 forests and to make sure that nobody could cut them down, because that would be very detrimental to the ecosystem.
David Chang is calling me.
Oh, can I talk to him?
If you want to, my phone's about to die.
Oh, your phone's about to die. If you're David Chang and you're listening, you can always call Cock Talk at the Yurt today, which is October 8th, at the number 413-559-6766.
It's calling.
Anybody can do that. I'm
you're
not going to talk to David
no,
Chan. I don't even know who David Chan is.
You
the son of Jackie
it's David
Chan.
David Chang.
Chang, see?
Chang with a G.
Chang with a G unit.
Don't be a fucking racist. David Chang. David Chang, I'm on the radio. Yes, I'm still at Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this.
Oh, shit. He's going to take that, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Yes, I'm definitely busy.
She is definitely busy. This is Cock Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Yurt Radio, yurt.hampshire.edu, and I'm really happy all of you are listening, and I'm really happy that you all love it. In a second, after Lizzie Durrell gets off the phone with her stupid friend.
I'm just going to be rude as fuck.
Just be a dick. Just be a fucking...
I'm going to be a fucking tool.
Like a cunt pickler.
I will meet you there.
A cunt rapist.
And
ladies and gentlemen, she will be there at 10:30. She will be there at 10:30, and she will service him sexually in 5 seconds.
David, I'm going to get wasted. Yes. All right, now my phone's... I'm hanging up on you now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that is how it's done. At Cock Talk, we teach you how to deal with men who sexually aggress you. Tell us about that.
You just hang up on them.
You just hang up on them.
You just hang up on them, and...
Man comes up to rape you, what do?
Hang up.
You hang up.
Always.
You get out of the matrix, and then you're safe.
It's saying no without actually having to say anything.
I mean, because what if you're mute? How do you accuse someone of rape if you're mute?
Hang up.
You hang up.
You probably don't have a phone, though, if you're mute.
That's true. It could be a smartphone or something.
I guess you'd have to text a lot.
Yeah.
Unlimited
minutes. No, it's not minutes with text messaging.
Unlimited words.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Cock Talk with Lizzie Durrell, special guest hosting. Lizzie actually hosts her own show at... Can you tell us about that show?
Thanks.
What's it called?
Thanks. Are you gonna let me actually...
I'm going to give you a spot about your show, yeah.
Great. It's Carrots and Beets. It's
Carrots
Monday
and Beets.
Monday afternoons at 2 p.m.
And this is the Vegetarian Fight Club, right?
No, not at all.
Oh.
No. You just... They made me name the show, and I thought it was a funny pun. And then
are you beating people on the show?
God, I wish.
Yeah.
No, I should. That should be a segment.
With us in the audience tonight is Alvaro Ortiz, famous brother of Guillermo Ortiz, the less famous brother.
And first person I'm going to beat on Carrots and Beets.
And if he wants to be serviced sexually, he can always pay Cock Talk 20 Cock Talk coins. I hope you all have been saving up your Cock Talk coins for tonight. Lizzie Durrell, resident Lizzie Durrell, is... you're an expert on Lizzie Durrell, aren't you?
I would say so. I'm a world expert.
What is something you'd like to... What do you think is a common misconception about Lizzie Durrell?
Common misconception about Lizzie Durrell? I don't know that I'm a lesbian.
Really?
That's a pretty common
misconception. Really? Like,
no.
Do they make advances? I mean, because I've assumed
definitely
that many times. Like, at least 12 times.
At least 12?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on it.
Well, that's 12 times in your life you would have been wrong, Max.
Wow. And I'm not wrong often.
No, 12 is a lot for you.
I know. That's more than 6.
That's a dozen.
That's twice as much as 6.
Yeah, it's a dozen, Max.
Are you a lesbian? Damn it, a baker's dozen.
Nope.
Retarded.
You shouldn't bake anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I getting a phone on my call?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You
it's the other way around.
You should take that call, and I'll just talk about how rude you are. Oh, my God. That ringtone is so fucking
on the
lame.
Phone right now with me is Trevor LeBlanc.
Trevor,
could I ask
Trevor?
You to call me on a different number real fast?
Who the fuck is Trevor? Is that
could you call
red-headed
me at 413-559-6766?
Yeah. I have confirmation. It's that red-headed bitch. Yes.
413-559-6766.
Tell me a little bit more about this red-headed bitch. Describe him to me, Guillermo's brother. 6766. Yes, describe him to me.
Oh, he's really
hot.
Yeah.
He's really hot?
Your brother?
He's a hot red-headed bitch.
Trevor,
really?
I don't think Trevor's that hot, personally.
Well, that's Guillermo's brother's opinion.
Well, Guillermo...
Guillermo's hot.
It's his birthday tonight. Yeah, do
it's
you like that?
It's his birthday.
Yeah, it's his
you
birthday.
You should get him a present.
You should get him a condom.
You have a phone call.
I've got a phone call on the yurt. Ladies and gentlemen,
you.
This is probably Trevor LeBlanc.
It's probably not for me.
Hi there. Is this Trevor LeBlanc? This is Trevor LeBlanc. Now he's on the yurt radio.
I can't hear
how are you doing?
What if it's for me?
I'm doing quite well, Max. I'm doing quite well. How's Cock Talk doing tonight?
Cock Talk is doing really good. Tonight with me, we have a special guest host, Lizzie Durrell and her double Ds, because Andy's late because he's working at Whole Foods. Could you tell me why you've called me tonight, Trevor?
I called you tonight because, well, I'm a
I can't hear him.
Listener.
No, if he wants to talk to me, I won't know what he's saying.
We're leaving on that trip tomorrow.
Like it,
yeah, we're having a trip tomorrow.
Lots
of get the green ones.
And so I was wondering if you wanted me to bring the Ultra Thin. Or ribs for her pleasure, you know, what kind?
Ribs for her pleasure.
Ribs for her pleasure.
That
what
one.
Is Lizzie?
It was on Wayne's World.
Good.
Do you really think that's a good idea?
Do you think we'll be picking up many 14-year-old girls?
Yeah, I do think that's a good idea.
I don't know if people know the story. Do people know the story? Do you know the story?
No.
Last year we went on a trip with Trevor LeBlanc, Guillermo Ortiz, whose brother's here, and Michael Wolfe, a resident gay, and he's gone this semester, but... We went on this trip to Maine to see Brian Crockett, the Captain Condom, who is a friend of the show, and would be on it more often.
awesomely if he were here. But what happened is that on this trip, Guillermo had a dream. Do you remember that dream, Trevor?
I do remember that dream.
Do you remember?
Well, not actually very well, but I remember the punchline.
Well, do you want to give the punchline when I get there?
Yeah.
Okay. Trevor LeBlanc, longtime listener, first-time caller, is going to give the punchline. Guillermo tells me of this dream the second day we're there, and I had been making jokes on the drive up that since we were in Maine, we could jump over the border to Canada and pick up girls who were 14 because that's the legal age.
That's disgusting.
That's not disgusting. It's legality. It was a discussion of law. Don't you know what lawyers do?
I guess for his birthday.
We talk about legal ages, okay?
Okay.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
It was bad.
But Guillermo had a dream.
Okay.
Guillermo had a dream that in this dream, we were going out to get Brian 14-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some at a high school. And apparently they're very unattractive and fat and lumpy. And Guillermo looks at me in his dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Max, we can't bring these to Brian. They stink. And then I say back to him,
they bounce.
They bounce. That's the punchline from the dream. They bounce. And it's become a kind of a tagline for a lot of things. You know, somebody tells me, I don't think that's going to work, Max. And I say, well, what do they do?
They bounce.
They bounce. Trevor LeBlanc, thank you so much for calling into the show. Could we ask you one question that we usually ask every guest of the show?
Sure.
It's not really a question. It's a statement. Do you know what it is, Lizzie Dean?
No.
Lizzie Dean, or Double D's, does not know the D's questions. D's, right? Right. D's nuts. Talk about your cock for a bit, Trevor. I know it's been a while.
It has been a while since I've talked about my cock. And actually, I was on the show actually for the first show, wasn't I?
Yes.
And I talked about my cock, but then the show got deleted by some mistake, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So this is going to be the first actual record on my penis.
Are you excited?
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm just
That's good.
Thrilled. Yeah, I'm, first off, I feel like most important, I'm a grower.
You're a grower, not a shower. Tell us about that. What's that mean?
Well, it means I'm not much to look at when I'm soft. But, you know, when I get harder, I get a decent length, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm sure you
like 12 feet?
12 feet. I mean, mostly in the fourth dimension.
And is your dick sparkly? Is it a Twilight dick?
No, I can't say I put glitter on it, or it has any natural sparkles to it.
You could dip your erect penis in olive oil mixed with glitter. The girls love that.
I would love that.
I could do that. That is an option that I have, but no, I can't say I ever have done that.
Mistake.
I like to put mustard on it personally.
That's a mistake.
That is a mistake.
What? It smells. I like the smell of mustard.
You like the smell of mustard? Who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know, woman.
Every woman on the planet.
It's an aphrodisiac.
No, it's not.
I was gonna make
a
dumb joke about the word aphrodisiac.
No.
It was gonna have something to do with afros.
I
D's.
D's nuts.
Alrighty, Trevor. Anything else you want to say before I hang up on you?
No, I think I'm pretty good.
Alrighty, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah. Oh man, it's been real.
Alrighty, keep it real.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Trevor LeBlanc, a longtime friend of the show who had a great time calling us and talking to us about his personal life. Lizzie D, how was talking to Trevor?
It was pretty depressing.
It was pretty depressing. What do you mean? Because of the size of his penis?
Yeah, I know. I was so disappointed.
I mean, I know you wanted more.
I totally wanted more. From the way Guillermo's brother described him, I was ready to go.
Well, I think he used one word, and that word was hot.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
I think someone can be a grower and still be hot.
Nope.
One thing he didn't mention was actually that his diver still has his helmet. Is that a turnoff for all the ladies?
No.
Just
I don't
most
think
of
so.
Them.
I can't speak for all of them. I can.
There. Speaking of which, and this is a comment I've made a long time at Hampshire,
yes.
But from my research, and I have a show kind of dedicated to the subject matter, I found out that I'd almost say a majority of Hampshire students are uncircumcised.
Really?
Yeah, except for like the Jewish ones. There are a lot of uncircumcised Hampshire students, at least in my circle of friends.
Are you uncircumcised?
I am uncircumcised.
Well,
I'm pretty sure Alvaro is too, right?
Are you uncircumcised?
You're uncircumcised.
Yes.
You haven't been cut. Not cut. Opposite, you have been cut. Because I know your brother wasn't.
Huh.
And then something happened. But we can't talk about that on the air. You know that, though? Yeah. That's why I was assuming you weren't. But there are a lot of kids, from hippie parents who didn't get... Because, my dad wasn't circumcised because of his parents fearing the Nazis would come back. And that just translated into both my parents going, you know what, that probably hurt too much. And then translated into me having lots of self-esteem issues. My ugly penis has a knob on it. It's like plant. But it's not. It's actually really not that gross. And once it's
no.
It's fine.
No, it's pretty gross.
Thank you very much, Lizzie.
You're welcome.
Ezra, are you circumcised?
Yeah, Ezra.
Well, because we were actually just talking about it. I'm not. Are you?
I'm super curious. Are you circumcised?
Well, I am Jewish.
Are you from a Jewish family? So you're circumcised?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
just
fine.
Wondering.
That's
I just know
fine.
I know it's not as common in France.
Well, actually,
I don't know. I've never perceived it to be.
I don't know. I've never made a statistical analysis.
I talk about penises a lot. I've talked about it. This is Cock Talk.
Yeah, obviously.
The next subject of conversation on Cock Talk is actually unusual subject matter, but not at all. With us on the show right now is Ezra Taboul, resident Jewish Frenchman.
That's me, I guess.
Did you go to synagogue today?
Hmm?
Did you go to synagogue today?
No, I did not.
Why didn't you go to Friday synagogue?
Because I actually don't know where the synagogue is in the valley.
Would you go if you did?
No.
Okay, good.
But I have an excuse.
Secularism!
Yeah.
See, we're at Cock Talk, we're longtime activists of Jews not going to synagogue.
I'm a cultural Jew.
Take a rise of I hate the idea of cultural Jews.
Rachel Rubinstein.
Because I feel I want to say why. Wait, can I say why?
Okay,
because I feel like my brother tries to do it a lot. And same with my stepdad.
Because
they're both Jewish, technically,
mm-hmm.
kind of.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look anything like me. And you weren't talking in the mic.
I'm just talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking.
But they're not really Jewish, but they're both kind of into the idea of being Jewish.
Yeah,
which I think is very silly.
It gives you an extra personality trait.
It gives you an extra look. My ancestors were persecuted. Aren't I cool and now liberal? I think that's what it does.
I guess, but they're the people who are actually of Jewish descent and don't necessarily feel like.
I think they're just hipsters. I just think they're all hipsters.
Oh, you think Jewish people who don't...
I think Jews are hipsters.
Oh, every Jew is a hipster now.
See,
so a rabbi is a hipster?
Who is?
A rabbi?
Yeah.
You think a rabbi is a hipster?
I think a
I don't think rabbis are very...
They're the biggest hipsters I know.
Well, they don't wear skinny pants.
Have you looked underneath their dresses?
They don't have any dresses.
Oh, have you been to synagogue lately?
Yeah.
This fashion has changed.
Oh, shit.
Les rabbins.
Rabbins.
That's how they say it in French, right?
Right.
Rabbins.
Which, ironically enough, sounds a lot like the word for cheap. Rabbin. Which is kind of scary. What do they think about that?
Who cares? That's really funny. Lizzie looks really upset.
I'm Catholic. I don't get this.
More like I'm lame. Ladies and gentlemen, the next thing we're actually going to talk about is something that's in popular culture right now. I don't know if you've seen something on Facebook that says, I do it on or I put it on the blank. Have you heard of this?
No, what is
it? I put it on the... there's been this craze where people go around posting where they put their purses. But they say, I like it on the table or I like it in the kitchen.
That's misleading.
Yes, that's the joke. But it's actually, I didn't realize there's a third layer to it, as explained to me by Shannon. I might be absolutely wrong, but she says that it's actually for breast cancer awareness, like the bra color thing was in January, which is really ridiculous.
Okay.
And that makes me want to talk about a few things. That was why the joke, breast cancer is going viral, was, and I think you got it.
There we go.
But first of all, I want to talk about, I want to talk about the idea of awareness and what purpose does it serve for breast cancer, perhaps.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's futile, whether or not I'm going to make a point later. But I also would like to say that no one actually knew, they haven't found out officially who started this bra color thing back in January.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't come out explaining, except for one guy, as far as I know, who came out and said he started it.
It was a guy?
Yeah, a guy said he started it.
Nuh-uh.
And then he said he found a cure, and he said it was smoking lots of pot. And I'm not making this stuff. I'm not making this stuff up.
God, I hope that's true. I will never have breast cancer.
I know there is an levels issue. Ezra is pointing out what most people are probably know, saying for some reason the board isn't being sent to the right channel. And I think it's happening in the recording as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's an issue with the board, and I'm going to have to forward that to John or have Ezra look at it afterwards. Don't do it right now. I don't want any issues to run into. So there's a guy who claimed it was him, and this guy's name was, what was his name? Charles Thomas Birch III.
That could totally be a chick.
And he, no. And apparently his aunt died of it, so we started a Facebook foundation in her honor. And he said he was the first person to do this.
A Facebook foundation?
Yes.
That's the way he wanted to honor his dead aunt? Or mom?
Aunt.
It was his aunt? On Facebook?
Yes.
But it was an insect.
It was not an insect. No, that was a bad joke. See, it's a cultural barrier, I hope. I hope it was a cultural barrier.
It was totally a cultural barrier. I didn't get that one, Ezra.
Okay. Ezra made the joke, was it an insect, because it was his hand. It's not cute at all.
It's
don't give him this much credit. So anyways, that just seems silly, and in none of these cases actually does merely spreading a joke or something online, something mysterious and viral, does it actually technically raise money directly? One could say indirectly it does. But Lizzie, tell me what you think. Since you're a woman, what do you think about breast cancer awareness?
What do I think about breast cancer?
Especially through these viral means.
I don't know if it's the best way. I think it's kind of tacky. But I think breast cancer awareness is important, and so, you know, if it does accomplish something, then I'm all for it. But otherwise, it's just kind of tacky to tell people what color bra you're wearing. I mean, that's my secret.
Well, and it doesn't, like, as far as I see it, I mean, what I'm asking, maybe you can disagree with me completely, but I don't think the awareness actually directly correlates to how much money's being spent to research it, or in fact, how much they accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, it's... The pink ribbon has become a big marketing thing.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I'd like to try and say most people are aware of breast cancer.
Well, yeah, by now, because you're seeing
yes.
that sort of thing.
But, I mean, so by the time this bra color came around, it's not, like in the last few years, it's probably been very pointless to try and raise awareness. Maybe in the 90s.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I think it would be more effective to raise money than to
That's
raise
true.
Awareness at
That's
this
true.
Point.
And, there's also debate as to, because prostate cancer kills 75% of the people who die of breast cancer. Like, if let's say 100 people die of breast cancer each year, 75 people, actually men, die of prostate cancer.
And nobody talks about prostate
and
cancer.
And barely anybody talks about prostate
cancer. What color
cancer.
Ribbon is prostate
because,
cancer?
Because, and what Penn and Teller tried to advocate on the show Bullshit is that it's because breasts are sexy. And that we're kind of turned on by the idea of breast cancer.
Yeah, I'm not turned on by a prostate.
Not at all. And why the fuck would I want to save these guys?
Nope.
Save the boobs is what we're all about. So it's become, I'm almost thinking that awareness of an issue, let's say even breast cancer, almost becomes an accessory to someone. Like wearing a shirt that says, I know about Darfur. Posting on Facebook this thing makes you seem cool, even though you're maybe not doing anything about it.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's
you
like
agree with that?
Live strong bracelet.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's dead. I mean, it was really sad chaos. You didn't hear Lance Armstrong die 5 years ago?
No.
His corpse still runs the Tour de France, but he died. He shot so many muscle enhancements into his body that he died.
No, that didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
You're spreading lies.
I'm not spreading lies. I'm spreading breast cancer.
Stop spreading your seed of lies.
Lizzie, I know you're going to probably have to go soon and party.
Oh, because
I know you agreed only to be here for a little while.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get wasted.
Really? Are you going to get wasted?
Probably.
You gonna finger some dudes?
All of them.
Like,
all
just
the dudes.
Shove your middle finger up their anus and tickle their prostate?
Ezra just was like, oh, no.
Dude, the dudes love that. Don't listen to them. All of them do. Like,
no,
just surprise them.
Don't
even tell them
do.
You're gonna do it. The G-spot, the male G-spot is the prostate.
Oh, well, we gotta save the G-spot then.
Tickle the G. It's supposed
save
to be.
Save
you
the
tickle,
G-spot.
You stick your finger up their ass and you tickle a little, they're gonna come immediately.
Yeah. Is that true? Is he lying to me?
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
It's
okay.
A rumor perpetrated by dudes who like anal and their girlfriends.
Oh. So,
I
Guillermo's
guess.
Brother.
Guillermo's brother loves being analyzed.
Yeah, do you like analyzation?
Yeah, we'll talk to him about that later.
Oh, he just raised his eyebrows.
You know, Lizzie's totally into anal play. I don't know if you guys know about this.
Oh, my God, all the time.
Like, she's just, all of her hands are busy.
Mm-hmm.
All two of them. She's got something and something somewhere while she goes at it.
I'm a multitasker.
And it's just like, ah, and I got poopy fingers, but it felt so good.
It's worth it.
It's so worth it to stretch open your rectum and feel something inside you like that.
You watch a lot of porn.
Dude, I watched a lot of porn. I don't watch as much. Not as much anymore. Once, I was just watching porn because I was bored and sleepy, and Shannon came in.
Oh, no.
And she finished me off.
Hey.
Can you believe this? She was like,
I can't.
Okay, Max, let's do this. And I was like, awesome. My girlfriend's the best.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
She just makes me happy, you know, like
Aww.
All that and shit.
That's That's love. That's love right there.
And I came in her shirt. I just, like, gave him my shirt, and I just came in it. I said, deal with it, and I threw it at her, and I walked away to go accomplish
things. I hope it wasn't a good shirt.
No, that's not what happened at all.
Okay. Because she has to wash that shit now.
Did you guys know Lizzie Durrell is a squirter? Weren't you going to come on the show and talk to us about this?
Nope, that's not true. Lesnar doesn't know that.
Lesnar. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cock Talk so far. I'm your host, Maxime Simonet. You're listening to yurt.hampshire.edu, and we're going to play you a song very soon. So let's play you a little ad, and then we're going to hear a song. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cock Talk. I'm your host, Maxime Simonet. Please try and call us in at 413-559-6766.
You're listening to your radio, Hampshire College.
Once again, if you're listening right now, notice that you're only hearing out of the left side of your speakers, and please don't turn off because of that. We're experiencing technical difficulties here at the Yurt, and my nipples have been twitching. That's not directly related.
Ow, ow!
Lizzie Durrell is still here on the show, giving lap dances like a whore,
mm-hmm.
Because that is what she do.
All day, every day.
Every day. Every day. We're waiting for Andy Locke to get here when he can. He's been closing at Whole Foods. But we have a few other topics we're going to end up talking tonight. And Lizzie, do you have to leave? Were you going to leave?
Yeah, I'm going to go leave and get wasted, but Guillermo's brother's going to be on.
Alvaro Ortiz is going to be on the show.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show.
Talking to us about suicide among teens.
He's making these awful faces.
He's making awful faces. I think he's looking at your butt and going, what the fuck is that?
I know. He wants one so bad. He wants a lap dance. He's not going to have one.
All the guys. She's the only guy in here who hasn't gotten a lap dance.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what? You want some
no,
of that?
You want some of that?
You want to touch it?
This ain't free.
With your hands? You can't. It is not allowed. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Cock Talk, we exclusively only let certain people touch Lizzie Durrell.
Mm-hmm. Only people whose names are Max or who have birthdays.
On July 11th.
No, just birthdays.
Oh, Alvie was never born. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Yurt Radio, Cock Talk at yurt.hampshire.edu. Once again, that phone number to call us is 413-559-6766. If you're offended by what we're doing, that's your own fucking problem. We've been listening to music, thanks to Pandora Radio. The next song that we'll be playing later this evening is, there's going to be ad plating first, but I'm actually going to launch our Skype account to see if anybody's online who might want to talk with us. I would like to see Brian Crockett. The person I'm going to go visit in Maine this weekend is there. Brian, are you there? I'm going to say to him, can you talk on Cock Talk about our trip? Because we want to talk about October break. Oh, Lizzie, before you leave, you want to tell us what you're doing for October break?
I don't know. I'm going to be at the theater working on Benito the Great, which everybody should see next weekend.
Probably not.
Shameless plug. I'm trying. And getting smashed.
Getting smashed.
That's
Super
plans.
Smash?
Super smash with my brothers.
You heard it here first. Lizzie Durrell is the coolest person on campus.
So far.
I got an event by date on Skype that says it's Gio's birthday. Oh, Brian is not coming on. But if anybody would like to Skype us, I'm at ZEEMBIRD1. ZEEMBIRD1. Find me on Skype and we can talk. If Brian gets back to me, I'll talk to him about October break. But I'm going to talk to you about my plans right now. I'm planning to go on another road trip to Maine, like I did last year, ladies and gentlemen. If you're longtime listeners of the show, you'll know that last year I went to Maine with Guillermo Ortiz, Trevor LeBlanc, and Mike Wolf to visit Brian Crockett, the Captain Condom. And we're planning on doing this again, just me, Trevor, Shannon, my girlfriend, and me. And we're going to go see Brian again. And Andy is here to talk with us on the show about October break. Though my plans seem exciting, riveting, awesome, foreign, exotic, going to Maine, touching women I don't know in places I've never seen, Andy Locke has some different plans. Andy, friend of the show and host of the show, can you tell us what's up?
I'm going to fucking work.
Yeah. Isn't that hot?
No.
Isn't that hot?
I just got out of that work.
Andy,
why is
so
my
you
microphone
realize,
so quiet?
Your microphone is not so quiet. The problem is, keep talking.
Yeah.
The board is not only going to one channel. I've been telling people this all. I didn't want to mess with it in the middle of the show and make sure we don't break anything, but afterwards we can mess with it.
Okay, we'll mess with
it. I wanted to let people know in Radio Land that I forgot a tutorial for somebody on Thursday at 4. I feel very bad. Ooh. It's the second time I've technically missed it.
Really? The same
yeah,
person?
Yeah, it's the only, but it's like the only person who hasn't had a tutorial right now.
Yeah, no, I'm. That's my fault as much, too.
If you're out there listening to Cock Talk, I hope you forgive me. So, Andy, how was work?
Not great.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't know. Start with I'm sick.
Oh, okay. You're not about to cry, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, there are probably some tears, though. All my sinus glands are very swollen up, so they've been pushing fluids out of my head all day.
That is sexy.
Some of it comes out through the eyes.
Do you know how much I like fluids?
Speaking of things coming out of eyes, I have a story I have to tell later about my grandpa. I was at work. I was sick. And I just didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Then on my lunch break, I went to take my bag out of off the top of the lockers, and there was an Honest Tea inside, and I dropped the bag with the Honest Tea inside, and so I've got not only like a whole thing of tea, but a shit ton of broken glass in my bag, my sweater, ruined several books.
Several of them from the library?
Yes. No, okay. No, it didn't ruin my library books. It ruined my personal chapbooks, a couple of which just are irreplaceable, so I was kind of pissed about that.
What a sucky day. You know what the worst part is?
No, I haven't gotten to the worst part.
Okay,
then
go
it's
on.
About
I'm going to tell you what I think the worst part is.
It's 10 o'clock. It's closed. So we're closed, right? Like, we've closed the door. We can't lock it yet because we have to go out and get a couple carts and come back in. But, you know, the doors are closed. The sign is up. You know, they're automatic doors, and they're not automatically opening. But nonetheless, two really douchey-looking guys in, like, popped collar shirts walk up to the door, look at it, pry it open, walk in, and just start walking through the store. And then my supervisor and good friend Dan is just like, hey, guys, we're closed. And they're like, do you know where else we can go to get food? And he's like, there's a 24-hour diner just down the road. No, like walking distance. He's like, it'll take you about half an hour to walk there. There's a bus. They're like, no, never mind. And they just
KFC
walked off all pissed. No.
KFC's closed?
KFC's closed, yeah. I don't think that KFC has been open ever.
I've been to it with Steven Souza.
All right. Well, they're closed by 10. They're definitely not open at 10.
Damn.
Yeah.
What a story. But you know what the worst part is?
What?
The fuck are you drinking Honest Tea? Jesus Christ. What, you got a douchebag?
I'm
sick. You from Washington? Jeez.
I'm sick.
Ow, God, my dick.
Speaking of Washington.
I did not wash my dick today. I deliberately put a sock over it when I went in the shower, and I soaked the sock in vinegar, so even if it got wet, it would just make my dick dirtier. So the girls, if they ever get clear, they're going to be like, shit, smells like a fruit fly trap, and then I'll slap them and say, you're the fruit fly, and it will totally make love. Girls love a dirty dick. You ever heard about this? How do you know? Girls love double dicks. Double dicks. Andy, what are you trying to do?
That was the double dick noise.
That was the comedy whistle? Are you going to play it again? Okay, ladies and gentlemen. But no, I keep my dick dirty because we're kind of growing a terrarium in Shannon.
Oh, that's kind of...
So every time I go in, I introduce a new species.
That's pretty cool.
I don't think we've ever had a similar story on Cock Talk.
Actually, I'm pretty sure we have.
Oh, really?
We must have at this point.
We must have at this point. Somebody came up to me once at a Hamp Fest a year ago, and they were telling me, dude, I love Cock Talk. I love the part about the mole penis, the forked penis of the hedgehog or something.
Oh, yeah, no.
Or porcupine penis.
I remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
No, you don't remember that? We did a big rutting segment on...
A rutting? A big rutting segment?
No, running. We did it for several weeks, actually, about penises of the animal kingdom.
Oh, that's true.
Remember that? Yeah, we'd go and look at them and talk about interest. For example, I remember the dog penis has a lump in it, which when the penis is erect, then the lump swells. Like, the lump swells a little after everything else. So it'll lock the dog into place so they could do it.
Oh, yeah, but then they get stuck.
Exactly. It's basically a rape mechanism. It's so that the female dog can't escape the male dog.
High five. They know where it's at.
But, yeah, every now and then, like, their lump just doesn't unswell. So if you ever see two dogs doing it and they look kind of, you're kind of like, ha, dog's humping, but they might look a little, like, confused or scared. Like, if they're making that,
in fact,
because they're stuck.
Can I give an accompanying story?
Yeah.
When Shannon was working at the animal shelter this summer, there's these two dogs that have recently been castrated/spayed, and they weren't supposed to be fucking anybody, you know? But they were, and they got stuck, like, butt to butt almost, because his dick was inside of it. And they were literally, and this is not, like, a bad thing, this is what you have to do, apparently, is they were spraying them with water to try and get them unaroused, so he'll pull out. They're just spraying him with water.
That's really...
This is what you have to do, because otherwise they're going to hurt themselves more.
Exactly, no. That's. I wish I had a job spraying dogs.
I wish I had a dog just spraying fornicating people. So, Andy, did Shannon just go back to the mod?
She dropped it off a car, yeah, I believe.
Oh, that's true. She picked you up on a nice car, didn't she?
It's
a different
very nice car.
What the car that we're actually taking to October break.
To October break.
Ezra and Lizzie are leaving. I hear that. I'll tell you later, actually,
okay,
when they leave.
I'll wait.
I don't hear shit. I watch. You know those videos without sound?
Yeah.
Cock Talk is video without video. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Cock Talk. This is Maxime Simonet and Andy Locke back at the show. How are you doing? I had Lizzie cover for you.
She did an excellent job.
How do you know?
Too. Psychic. I'm psychic.
You're psychic. She did a great job. Brian has not gotten back to me on Skype, which really pisses me off.
Aww.
And I'm not getting Skype requests from anybody, which probably means nobody likes me.
Nobody likes you. That's true. That's true. But did you want to hear my idea, what I actually wanted to say when you said Washington?
Washington. No.
Well, there, as listeners may know, because I'm sure there's a lot of crossover between our two target demographics, There are a couple of popular Comedy Central shows organizing a march in Washington. On
Mind of Mencia and the People's Brigade to end Salvation.
Okay. Mind of Mencia was kind of funny. The made-up show, not so
I forgot what the... No, the Forgotten People's Brigade. What was that show called?
The Forgotten? There was no Forgotten.
No, something, the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Upright Citizens Brigade was a thing.
They had a show.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's say Mind of Mencia... Oh, I want to redo my joke. Go on.
No, because that's not the joke. The joke is I've been very inspired by their action, the way that they're getting people up to go do what the, you know, they think should be done, sort of get people together like-minded folks. So I'm announcing officially... Max, if I want to put on some like drum roll or something, I don't know.
I don't know if we have.
Do we have any? Do we have any like chanting or?
We have a booing crowd.
No, that's not. That's not quite. Give me the.
How about bubbles?
Give me a cartoon timpani.
Okay.
Cartoon timpani. Ready? Try it again.
It's not working.
We're announcing a cock chalk rally October 30th. It's the rally to smack up some hipsters.
Oh, really?
October 30th, Washington Mall. I'll be there. I'll bring a van.
We are bringing two vans, actually.
Two vans.
For everyone who doesn't want to come.
And extra large swatting gloves.
And two sleeping bags, because you know when we're slapping hipsters, nothing turns the ladies on more. Zibba, zibba, ribba.
Yep.
It's going to be the fuck fest of the year. It's going to be the hipster flapping fest of the year. It's going to be the political...
something.
Of the year.
Yeah.
And no, Sarah Palin's going to be there. Glenn Beck's going to be there. Barack Obama's going to be there. Barack Obama's crazy aunt is going to be there.
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh, Alaska, Ron Paul, all the big names. Ronald Reagan's corpse. The bitch
William
who lost
Shatner.
To Sean Penn in that movie. No, what's his face? Tom Brady? What's the guy who? Scott Brown? The bitch who lost to him. Everyone hates this bitch. Oh, and the king of eBay. That lady's going to be there, too. We're going to have a lot of inspirational speeches. We got three rockapella groups all representing different political parties that don't exist. It's going to be a wild time.
Yeah, and I'm going to teabag.
The president. In the big annual cock talk march to slap hipsters hilariously. Smack up hipsters hilariously, or just normally. In any way you want to.
Yeah.
We're
going
to do the ceremonial tagging of the bag, bagging of the tea.
Bagging of the tea.
Into President Obama's open, dry mouth. It's been dried over 2 hours. It's like a marinade, but dry.
It's cured.
It's a dry rub. Yeah, it's a cured. Yeah. It's smoked. Smoked to oblivion.
And I will, of course, brine my nuts so they're extra salty for the occasion.
And Barack Obama, after he gets the nuts in his mouth, he will say the catchphrase, as everyone knows. And let's say it together, Andy. Oh. I have balls.
Flavor.
And that is what they're going to say, as everyone knows.
Let's try that again. Ready? The catchphrase,
as everyone knows,
is
I love that
fits
flavor.
Like a
glove. And then Danny Glover comes out with his nuke.
Yep.
And we blow up Pakistan because, seriously, fuck Pakistan. That is a cock talk opinion there.
Pakistan's had so many.
It's my second
lately.
Favorite Pakistan.
Just
like
putting them out of their misery.
Just put it. You know, out of all the Pakistans, Pakistan is my second favorite. And honestly, Chicago.
We're so mean.
We're
sometimes.
So mean. Sometimes Pakistan hasn't done anything to me recently. I do have some hung-ups over an old relationship.
Did you date a Pakistani girl in high school?
No, well, girl is relative, but yeah.
A Pakistani human being.
Yes. Yeah, we were totally into non-gender pronouns right then. I was
gree.
It doesn't even have Latin letters in it anymore. So that's where we don't use stock definitions.
Okay.
Or chicken stock definitions.
Okay.
Andy Locke and Maxime Tillman.
If you guys have a good cold cure, give us a call at 413-559-6766. We're here at the Yurt. Cures for the cold, outrage, political, religious, other.
Penile.
A good catchphrase for us. Our catchphrases have been
medium
to well done
tonight. It fits
like
a glove. I want to be the artist. The yurt number is 413-559-6766. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. It's October 8th, and we're actually currently taking suggestions for topics for a future show.
Yes.
Next week is the 15th. It will be on Friday. And
Friday the 15th.
If you want to send us suggestions of what we should do, find our Facebook group, which is Cock Talk, COQTALK. That's on Facebook. You find us, or you message me, Maxime Simonet, or Andy Locke. You find us. You tell us what you want to see on Cock Talk, and we put it on there. One of the first things we're going to be accomplishing is, for some reason, fixing this board. I don't know what the fuck has happened. It might not be fixed over the weekend, but luckily, most people are probably going to be gone. So I hope you all have been enjoying listening to the Yurt, listening to us. I would actually put us onto a song before we talk about suicide. Okay?
Yeah, I think we need a break.
Before we get to lighter subjects.
Do it up with the song, with the song, with the song, song, yeah.
Your merch, sweet goodness knows, honeysuckle rose, I don't buy sugar, you just tend to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I take a sip from your tasty lips, seeps the honey fair and it drips. Your conviction, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sick every honeybee fills with jealousy when that she out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, I know the reason why. You're my sweet goodness news, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy a sugar, your boogie sugar. You have to touch my cup, you're my sugar booger. And it's sweet, so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seeps the honey fairly drips. Your conviction, goodness news, honeysuckle rose. Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop inside, and I know the reason why. You're my sweet, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, your sugar goodness, you have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, and it's sweet. Stir it, get up when I take a sip from your tasty lips. Seems the honey fairly drips. Your conviction, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, honeysuckle, honey, circle, rose.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cock Talk. We're now broadcasting in both channels. In the recording, you won't be able to notice the difference because we're going to be mixing it down to mono from just the left channel. But seriously, guys, wasn't that retardedly stupid that we were stuck and left? Andy, luckily here, jiggles things really well.
I'm a jiggler. Good jiggler.
He's the best jiggler we have, and he fixed everything. So thank you very much, Andy. I'm currently just going to plug something in my...
You guys want to hear a neat sound? That's a neat sound.
What is that neat sound?
That neat sound. So tonight, like I mentioned, I'm sick. So I'm going to do an on-air product testing. What do we think of that?
All right.
Some Simulacin sinus relief to soothe and moisturize and relieve congestion.
It's a
homeopathic nasal remedy.
It's homeopathic.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. Literal shot. All right, you guys ready? It's going to go up my nose. I don't think that worked. I'm going to try it again. Different nostril.
Okay. Okay, pass it to me. Let me fix this for you. I don't think it's working. Yeah. I think you might have to take that off. Take that off before you do it. Sophia Holst is now in the house, our resident Nazi killer and barbarian and master of throwing knives.
She is a member of the House of Many, the House of Flying Daggers.
Did that homeopathic medicine make you high?
No, I don't think it did anything at all. My nose doesn't really feel much more uncongested. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll make it official here. Simulation sinus relief, not that relieving.
Really?
I mean, I still smell and don't really taste anything. I kind of tasted that
pineapple. I mean, it's not immediate. I think it'll take a few minutes.
But it's a nasal spray. It's supposed to just like...
No, it's not.
No? Okay.
No. I've taken many nasal sprays that don't work immediately. I promise you I have, because my family suffers many allergies.
Well, my nose feels a little better. Maybe.
That is not true, Shannon.
But I'll give it a B minus.
Give it a B minus? Yeah. I'll give it a C. I thought the action sequences could have used a little more, you know, point. I think they just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All in all, Zach Galifianakis' performance as the werewolf, subpar.
Though I have to say, I was very pleased to see Alan Alda doing a cameo there.
Back again, from an absence of 35 years? Jeez. You know, sometimes. And you remember when Malcolm
Alan
McDowell.
Alan Alda is dead now, right?
I don't remember that happening. Was he in Pac-Man, the movie?
Yes.
Oh, was he playing Pac-Man?
He voiced Pac-Man. Funny story.
But physically, he was Pinky.
Yeah.
That's weird.
As in Pinky and the Brain?
As in Pinky the Ghost.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk. We're getting close to the end of the show, 9 more minutes, and I'm going to see. I actually have a new notification on Facebook.
That's new.
I was part of a very epic Facebook post, and we're going to actually read it aloud. I just want us to read excerpts. Actually, no, we'll be intellectual about it. Shannon Stockwell asks, does anyone want to explain to me what semiotics and post-structuralism are? Lydia Michelle Broussard.
Lydia's awesome. I'm not going to impersonate her because I can't, but... I'm going to talk fast because she can talk fast. All right. Semiotics could be summed up as a study of signs and meaning-making. Most of the time, this applies to cultural studies as part of a larger overall thought experiment.
We can skip through this. She gives a long...
One usually parses all theoretical culture as an issue of language and thus indebts it with layers of natural and pre-subscribed meaning. Think about a game of telephone. You are at the end, blah, blah, blah. In post-structuralism, you know...
Whatever.
Communication. And then Max says...
Why did you make all this stuff up, Lydia? Is it some cruel, twisted joke?
It's not cruel or twisted unless you're using the stock definitions Western society affixes to complex academic thought and cultural critique. Then, yes, it's cruel and twisted. See, you just committed an act of structuralism, and I came in and put some semiotics all over your face. Booyah.
God damn it, Lydia. I was just being a bitch, but you took the fun out of it. Note, none of those words use their stock definitions.
And Arkansas Light says, wow.
And then Shannon said, thank you, Lydia. And then Lydia said,
you're welcome, Shannon. Anytime you need. Sorry I did that all over Max, though.
Because you remember she put semiotics all over my face.
All
but
over
I said
your
it
face.
Tasted like chicken stock because we've been using the word stock.
You said it tasted like chicken, period, uppercase stock.
Because that's how you write. Yeah. And then somebody referenced Umberto Eco, so I said, let's swim to yesterday and forgot this all happened. And then if she said, if nothing else, don't make Echo into a drinking game, and I said, nothing else, don't make literature into a drinking game, because then you're a fucking loser. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show, we got Figarella. Ooh. Fig.
Whoa.
The Fig.
The Fig.
And Cole.
And Fig Cole.
And Cole.
And David DeVito. Danny DeVito and his wife
now,
are here.
I guess.
And they've brought their son, Leonardo. How are you doing?
Leonardo?
We can barely hear them right now.
You're getting lazy, Max.
I don't know.
Lazy.
How should we make them hear? The Omni mic. Is the Omni mic hooked up to something?
It's
way up there.
Totally
we're
going to
lower the Omni mic for the last 5 minutes of Cock Talk. These are three friends of the show. They usually come back by here and get pussy. Unfortunately, tonight there have been no ladies. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Is life good?
Yeah.
Life's great.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. How's the life of the party at Hanford College?
It's pretty decent.
We just groove.
We dance a lot.
Oh, we do dance all
night.
Just
down for dancing.
You just down for dancing? I'll play a song before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your dad.
But I was curious, what are some of your good, what do you call your dance moves? You got any names for your good dance moves?
Jerkin.
A jerkin?
I stay jerkin.
Oh, how do you do the jerk? You should do it, and we'll describe it to the people at home.
Just do it, Cole.
Just do the jerk.
Show
them.
Not tonight.
Show them.
No, yeah, Cole's not going to do the jerk.
I imagine
it's just basically a jerking motion.
Yeah, you just kind of like jerk
hand
it.
Yeah.
You're shaking the dice, right?
Shaking the dice.
Once in a while.
And then, boom! Well,
it's like shaking the dice, except it's smoother, from what I can tell.
It's a little
smoother. Yeah, yeah, and you end with a bang, obviously.
Jazz hands are involved.
Jazz hands are involved.
Spear fingers are encouraged.
Encouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, our resident dance crew has just come back from their tri-county competition. How were the results of that?
We got first.
We got first in the tri-county competition. Ladies and gentlemen, birthday boy Guillermo Ortiz has entered the building. And Cameron Kingsley. Everybody sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Guillermo.
Yeah!
Happy birthday to you!
Now, Cameron Kingsley has just walked in the room. He's our resident ginger Arabic speaker.
Hell yeah!
Whoa!
Can you sing that song in Arabic?
He's my damn favorite ginger Arabic speaker.
It'd be offensive to most people on this campus, apparently, because white folk can't
speak
Arabic.
Max, 90% of what we do here would be offensive to most people on this campus.
Yeah, but Cameron's a doctor, so we can't risk this. Cameron, you weren't here from when we talked about breast cancer.
Lie.
It's damn
it
shame.
It is a shame. It is a sham wow, even.
Shame wow. Oh, wow.
Fuck you guys.
So what are you guys doing for the break?
What?
We're going to Cape Cod.
You're going to Cape Cod?
Tomorrow morning, we're camping.
Damn.
Doing fun stuff.
That's fun. I'm going to Maine.
That's good.
Oh, you're going to Maine? I'm from Maine.
Dude, I'm going to...
Maniac you.
What's... I'm going to Old Town or something? Bar Harbor nearest?
Bar Harbor.
Bar Harbor.
No,
that's not
Bar Harbor.
It's Bar Harbor.
Studies.
I know it's Bahaba.
Get it right.
Bahaba.
I think you need the birthday boys here. We got a few bitches. We got a few dudes. I think we should all get naked and dance to music. Let's do this. All
right. Well,
bust that shit.
Cock talk.
Yep.
That was me.
Nora.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Maxime Simonet and Andy Locke signing off. We got Danny DeVito, his wife, his son, all leaving. Guillermo Ortiz in the house. Happy birthday. I'd like to thank Marie Osmond. I'd like to thank Pink Floyd for being here, as well as Snoop Dogg. And it was really great to have a Prince fingering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great Friday night.
Enjoy
love each other.
Nights.
Hate
keep
each
it
other.
Real.
This
it's
has been Cock
Friday.
Talk.
Join us next week, same time, same place, 10 o'clock, The Yurt.
Radio.
Do it because you know you want to.
And because you can.